1249, Dean Richards, Sunday morning. Wow, what a show today. Covering all that happened in Chicago and the nation last night. Covering the coupling of SpaceX capsule with the space station this morning, with the Johnson Space Center, with astronaut Mike Massimino this morning, and now checking in with Michelle Nichols, the Director of Public Observing at the Adler Planetarium, who I am now also proclaiming the most patient person in the world, because we've had to reschedule Michelle about 15 times today with breaking news that was going on. So I appreciate your patience, Michelle, but I'm glad we finally got you on the air this morning.
Thanks so much, Dean. Hey, it needs to be done, so it's okay.
So this must be an incredibly exciting time over at the Adler with this big space launch the other day and then the coupling this morning.
Yeah, we had the Adler is currently closed to the public, but we had a bunch of our staff watching online yesterday. We were communicating with each other, super excited. Families were watching. It was pretty amazing.
So what does this project represent in the space program?
It represents a complete shift in how you think of accessing what we call low Earth orbit, or a few hundred miles up. That was the domain of national space agencies before. Now it's the domain of national space agencies and private companies. And so it's a really amazing time because we can open this up not only to a smaller group of astronauts, but also private individuals at some point in the future. So it's going to be a really neat time to see all this change over the next few years.
What do you think tangibly that is going to mean? Because, you know, what I think of is, you know, government agencies that privatize functions that they formerly conducted. You know, they hand it over, they pay other companies to take over, you know, parking meters or, you know, whatever, things like that. And sometimes it works great and sometimes it doesn't. In a tangible sense, what do you think this privatization of the space program will represent, will mean?
That's an interesting question. It's not only just turning over the functions, it's turning over technology and the ability to get into orbit, and also partnering with those companies. So being able to get people to and from the space station, for example. But it's really amazing that we can see this happen, but it will open up even more innovation. The NASA is known for innovation, and private companies can do that as well. And so getting new minds, new ideas, new people trying to think of solutions to problems of all kinds just opens up the world to all sorts of folks to think about how to do that.
Yeah, and I guess having a guy like Elon Musk behind it all with a very deep checkbook probably doesn't hurt either, right?
Doesn't hurt. Right. Money is always a good thing in this case, because space is hard and space is expensive. So having his enthusiasm, as well as those of the other private companies that are working on this, it's pretty exciting.
Can you talk to me a little bit about what it is that the function is of the International Space Station? You know, it's been a while since it's, you know, been up there and going, and a lot of us have been paying attention to it. So what is it that, you know, they're doing up there, except probably having some amazing card games?
Exactly. Lots of playing with food and zero gravity.
Right.
It's an orbiting laboratory. So they conduct a lot of experiments that are designed by scientists on the ground, sent up into space, and basically learning how materials respond in space, how biological processes change in space, growing things in space, but not only how all of this happens in space, how we can utilize then this technology, these results, and all of that on the ground. And so it's a two-way street in terms of the experimentation and the data. And so basically they conduct an awful lot of experiments and hundreds each year. And so that's the primary function of it right now.
Is part of the intention of it all to further our exploration of space, to go to different places, to go to Mars, to colonize, dare I say, space?
Eventually, one, you have to start small. You have to start to close to Earth. So learning how people respond to being up in space is easier to do when you're closer to Earth. So having folks up there for months and months at a time. And then the next step will potentially be getting people to the moon. So that is at least NASA's stated goal, is to get folks back to the moon and then eventually get people back to the moon to stay. But learning how people, how their bodies react to being in space for a very long time is also something that they're trying out quite a bit on the space station.
So what do we expect of the astronauts who have coupled with the space station this morning? What will they be doing, Bob and Doug?
Yep, Bob and Doug. They're going to be primarily helping out the U.S. astronaut who's there and the two Russian astronauts who are there right, or cosmonauts who are there right now. So they've got a lot of tasks that need to be done. They've got experiments that they can help them with. They've got some maintenance on the space station that is going to happen. So they haven't actually determined how long they're going to stay, that Bob and Doug are going to stay at the space station. It could be as little as a month. It could be up to about 110 days. So that is yet to be determined. And so they're just going to help out wherever they can and kind of take some of the burden off the three folks who have been up there a while. So wherever they can help out, that's what they're going to do.
So it's an incredibly exciting time. It's kind of, you know, re-energized my interest in all things space, you know, going back to when I was a little kid and would watch all the space flights and watch Walter Cronkite explaining it all to us, you know, on television back in the day. So I think this is a very exciting time for, you know, people who have some interest in this, don't you? And therefore a great time for the Adler Planetarium.
Right. And not only that, but helping to develop interest in people who may not have had it before, or gets people asking questions about, even asking the big questions. Why do we do this? Should we be doing this? What do we get out of this? All of those are valid conversations to have. And so we very much enjoy having those conversations with our audiences. And so we love it when people ask us questions, and we love it when the media asks us questions like this too, because it just gives us an opportunity to engage in interesting debate and conversation about all of this. So yeah, totally exciting to continue interest, develop new interest, and hopefully inspire some folks along the way.
Yeah, as you had said, the Adler is closed now because of the pandemic. Are there plans? Do you have an idea of when things may be opening up there again?
We are following all of the local and state guidelines, so we will let those determine when we are allowed to open. And so we are going to be concentrating in the meantime on some online offerings. So keep an eye out on our social media and our website for information on that coming up over the next few weeks and months. So there will be ways for people to interact with us, and they absolutely can at any time, especially via social media. So yeah, we encourage that all the time.
What are some of the things that are on the site that, you know, people who are now all excited about the space program after watching the launch and the coupling today, you know, might want to come to your website to take a look at?
Well, at the very onset right now, we've got links to the Zooniverse, so the largest citizen science online platform and community. There are literally hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people around the world who can help out scientific experimentation and research. So go to Zooniverse. It's like the word universe, except it's the word zoo at the front, zooniverse.org. And that is also linked from our website. And people can actually take part in various scientific research projects. So we want to start with that, and there will be more coming out over the next few weeks or so. So keep an eye out.
All right. Very good. I appreciate your patience this morning with all the breaking news. I appreciate you joining us today and letting everybody know what's going on over at the Adler Planetarium.
Thanks so much, Dean. Hope we can do it again sometime.
Likewise. There's Michelle Nichols with the Adler joining us this morning, one of the hopeful and bright notes in news this morning of the coupling of the SpaceX capsule with the space station.